fun to see.
All right. And then, did your mother ever make an apple dish in taking a pastry and putting it down at the bottom of a pan or a bowl and then putting a layer of apples on it and then another layer?
That's what we called it apple dumplings.
Okay.
That's what we called apple dumplings. I love anything, but I can't get this right now. Okay. You know how. Uh-huh.
And to get the impurities out of milk, you might have to pour it, years ago they used to pour it through a cloth or something. It was
strained.
Yeah. And then a sweet liquid served with a pudding.
A dip.
Okay. Now that would be sweet?
Yeah. Kind of all right, though. You eat pudding, ain't
you? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'd be sweet.
Okay. Now how do you eat that with a dip?
With a spoon, just pour this dip over your pudding.
Oh, I see. Pour the dip over the pudding.
That's right.
Okay.
And then just eat with a spoon.
Okay. And it's, would that be something like chocolate syrup or something like that, or would it be, what is a dip usually?
Well, I guess you can make different flavors, vanilla, or a chocolate dip, but then get to these ice cream sodas.
Oh, I see. I see. It's something like syrup.
That's right, something like syrup.
All right. And if you're going to have, if you had something between your regular meals, you might say you're going to just have a little
snack.
All right. And if you were preparing coffee, what would you say?
Make some coffee.
All right. And if you're thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
Yeah. And if you drop the glass might
break.
You say that glass
broke.
Right. And you might ask someone, how many glasses of water have you
drank?
You'd say, three glasses. I what?
I drank three glasses of water.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Would you say that whole thing? No, I?
Well, I believe I would. Mm-hmm.
You say what now?
So I had three glasses of water yesterday. I drank three glasses of water.
Okay. Yes. And if someone comes, people sitting down at the table, getting ready for a meal, you might say to them, go ahead and, they're standing around the table, and you might say,
go ahead and be seated.
Yeah. And then if you've had a big bowl of potatoes, you might pass the potatoes around to them and say, go ahead and
pass the potatoes.
And then
help yourself.
All right. And so, if you didn't want any of that food that was being passed around and they handed it to you, you might say,
you mean if it's passed?
Yeah, it's being passed to you, but you don't really want any of that particular stuff, and so you might say to them,
I say, thank you, I think I'll take.
Okay. Okay.
I'm listening.
All right. And if you had a big roast on one day, and then your wife made the same thing the next day, you might say, today we're having
same thing we had yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Would you ever use the term leftovers?
Yeah.
All right. And you put food in your mouth, and you try to, you have to. When you
chew
put
it.
Food in your mouth, you what?
Chew it.
Sure. And. This is something made with cornmeal and water or milk boiled up together.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Mush?
Yeah, sure. Now, did your mother ever call that anything else besides mush?
No.
Okay. And now, what did you said your father used to rent these vacant lots and have, make,
garden.
Yeah. And what did he grow in those gardens?
Well, lettuce, beans, corn. Peppers, he's crazy about peppers.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't make a garden unless he could raise a red pepper, these green and pot peppers.
Uh-huh.
And like that. This thing, like, he didn't raise enough to sell. He just made enough to feed the family. Onions.
Uh-huh. Just the kind. Now, will all of those things be all different kinds of garden veg?